Okay, today's somewhat of introduction to the second parak. When you look in Parshas Kiseitse, in Dvarim Perachav Beis, the Torah tells us the mitzvah of Hashavas Adeda, and that includes a lav and an asay. The Torah tells us that lo sirah shorachicha, and v'yisalamta mehem, that if you're going to notice something that is lost, and you're going to turn away from that, that obviously is asa. There is a mitzvah sasei of hashev teshivim la'achicha, one is obligated to return. And Pasuk Gimel tells us, the lav daraisav lo sucha lihisalim. So here you see that there is a mitzvah sasei of achovas hashava, hashev teshivim, and there's a lav of lo sucha lihisalim. As you saw, when you look in the Rambam sometimes adds, there's even more than that, an isser of gezel as well. And when you look in the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda, the Rambam tells you that he's about to discuss seven mitzvahs daraisa in the series of halachos of Gzeila V'Aveda. And the sixth, the Rambam writes, is the lav daraisa of lo sucha lihisalim. And the seventh, the Rambam writes, is the mitzvahs hashav. So an example of something which is a lav and an essay. And what's so striking about that parsha is these are the psukim that you have, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. The next theme that you find in Pasuk Vav is the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. Shiluach HaKan is a fascinating parallel as well, where the Torah tells us that this mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan also has a lav and an essay. There's a lav of Lo Sikach Eim Alabanim, and there's an essay of Tashaleach Tashalach. And we look in the next Pasuk, that's Vav and Zayin, Pasuk Ches, all of a sudden a new theme, and that is Kisiv Nebayis Chadash, the Chiyuv to create a Makeh. So in such a case there as well, you have a lav and an essay. The Torah tells us, Vasisa Makeh L'Gagecha Mitzvah Saseh, and the Torah adds, Lo Sosim Domi V'Veisecha, and if a person fails to do so, there is an Isser lav. So these three series of mitzvahs, these themes, when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, Shiluach HaKan, the Chiyuv of Makeh, in such an instance, the Torah has a lav and an essay. And a critical issue when you deal with any one of these, and perhaps one could distinguish within, is what exactly is the relationship between the lav and the essay? Do they perfectly overlap? Sometimes you have what the Torah calls kefel hamitzvos. The Torah tells us repeatedly, for example, the need to observe Shabbos. Sometimes you have a lav and an essay, and the question is to what extent is it an overlap? To what extent does it have a life of its own? And this is a very fundamental machlokas rishonim in general, and specifically when it comes to our case of Hashavas Aveda. The same is true when it comes to Shabbos and Yantiv. Of course, Malacha and Shabbos, Malacha and Yantiv is a lav daraisa, and Shabbos, the Torah tells us in Aseres Hadibros, Lo Sasa Chol Malacha. When it comes to Yantiv, Kom Leches Avodah Lo Sasa. But in addition to the lav, there also is an essay of Shabbos. The Torah tells us, after all, that Uv Yom HaShvi Tishbos, the Torah tells us Shabbosam, there's a Tosus in Shabbos Samachtes, Ushmartem Es HaShabbos, Ki Kodesh Ilochem, that's a Chiddush where Tosus writes, Ushmartem is an essay. Maybe one would argue that Ushmartem is a lav. Machlokas Rishonim, but Tosos writes, that's the essay. So Shabbos and Yom Tov also has a lav and an essay. And that's something that is very, very fundamental. One of the marmakomos I gave you is a Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis that ein madlikin shemen sreifa b'Yom Tov. Let's assume, for example, a person has shemen, which is truma, and it becomes tamei, truma tamei. You have to be sorry if that truma, the eish tisrofu. That's a mitzvah sasei, sreifa sa truma. Is a person able to go and do so on Shabbos? Obviously not, obviously not. After all, sreifa on Shabbos, lo savaru eish, right? Cannot do so. What about when it comes to Yantiv? What about when it comes to Yantiv? Because in Yantiv, there's no skila, there's no kares, there's no chatos. Yantiv is a lav. Why not assume the principle of esei dochalos esei? That the mitzvah of Sreifas Kodshim be doche the Isser Malacha. So that very Gemara, Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis, quotes several possibilities why that's not true, why the Mishnah tells us that you cannot be Sareif Truma Anyantiv, And Rav Ashi says very simply the following, because Shabbos, Yantif, is a lav and an essay, and ein essay lechalos essay, v'essay. They're good, sreifas kod shemiz a mitzvah, to be sorry if shumat tameya. But malach on Yantif, a lav and an essay, and ein essay lechalos essay, v'essay. So it's critical. On Shabbos, even without the essay, we wouldn't have invoked essay lechalos essay, because Shabbos is an iser kares and iser skila. But on Yantif, it's a simple lav. And if not for this, Rav Ashi says, I would have said that essay do chalos essay. So one does not do so on Yantif because ain essay do chalos essay ve essay. Okay. Now, Tosus and Kedushin, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, is bothered by the following problem. Now, this problem Tosus creates. In what sense? Because Tosus writes the following. Malachan Shabbos, Malachan Yantif is a lav and an essay. What about when it comes to women? Women obviously have to observe almost every lav daraisa, few exceptions. But women are chayiv and lavin. But what about when it comes to a mitzvah saseh? So we know the Mishnah Kedushin, Daf Chav Tes, that women are exempt from a mitzvah saseh shazman gra. So if you have a time-bound mitzvah, so women are exempt. So Tosus assumes the following great, great chiddush, that isn't that true of the essay of Malachan Shabbos, Malachan Yantif? That's Tosus' assumption. That women on Shabbos and Yantif are obligated to lav, but women are exempt from the essay. So therefore, Tosus writes the following kasha, whenever the Gemara says, for example, what we just cited, Shabbos Chaf Dalet, that you can't apply the principle of essay to chalos essay to Yantif, because Yantif is a law, but it's also an essay, I understand that's true when it comes to men. But what about when it comes to women? Women are only included in the law, they're exempt from the essay, so therefore, why not assume essay de chalos essay? That is Tosus' discussion. Or Tosus says similarly, Beitza davches, Shchita is mutar on Yantif, that's called Meleches Socha Nefesh. But once you do Shchita, at times you have to engage in Kisei Hadam. Kisei Hadam. So, you know, the typical thing to do before Yantif is to have dirt prepared for the purpose of Kisei Hadam. Let's say a person doesn't do that. That's a sugyan beitz and avches and beis. And all he has is a big clunk of dirt. Well, in order to have Kisei Hadam, you have to break it up. That's tochen. You have to break it up. Are you allowed to go ahead and to do that? To break it up in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam? The Gemara says no, because it's a malacha. And ein essay, kisi adam, do chalos essay v'essay. So Tosus again, that's true when it comes to men. But when it comes to women, that should not be the case, because Tosus' assumption that women are obligated in the lav, but they're exempt from the essay. So whenever the Gemara says on Yantif, ein essay, do chalos essay v'essay, how does that apply to women? Ooh, that's Tosus' kasha. Kedushin daf lamed daled amud aleph. So Tosus writes the following. Chiddush is a teretz. Tosus kind of straddles the line. Tosus says, you're right, technically women are exempt from the essay. But it doesn't mean the essay is irrelevant. Tosus writes the Chiddush, halav olim. Halav olim, that's very important for us. Halav olim. The fact that there is an essay strengthens the love. Just like an essay can't be docha lav sheish bokares. Let's say two brothers marry two sisters. You wouldn't say the mitzvah of Yivam can be docha one of the arayos, because how can an essay be docha in iser kares? An essay cannot be docha a lav that is strengthened, that's bolstered, that's fortified by the essay. And the chiddush of Tosus, where Tosus says, ooh, you can have it both ways, is that even if you're exempt from the essay, but undeniably the lav is a stronger lav. And therefore, an essay cannot budge that love. So therefore, not only for men, but even for women, we're going to apply that principle of ain essay do chalos essay v'essay. Well, that's Tosus's chiddush. You know, and that Tosus, Kedush Naflama Dalid, there's a Gilyan Hashas, Rabbi Kaveger. Rabbi Kaveger just tells you, Ayin Tosus Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph. Ayin Tosus Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph. You know what Tosus writes in Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph? The following Chiddush. Those cases I mentioned to you. Let's say a person does the wrong thing. Terrible, no? He does a mitzvah sasei, but makom lo sasei v'sei. He does it. He shouldn't have. Ein esei dochlo sasei. But he does so. What's the onesh? So you know what Tosfos writes in Chulin Kuf Me'alef? There's no malchus. You know why there's no malchus? Because the essay is doche the lav, but you have a remainder. You have a balance. You know what that remainder is? It's an essay. And there's no malchus for an essay. Ooh, that's Tosfos' great chiddush. That one Tosfos and Shas that writes, there's never malchus for ein essay doche lo sasei v'essay. So you know what Rabbi Kaveger's kavana is? That's against the Tosfos and Kedushin. Because the Tosfos and Kedushin says that the role of the essay is to fortify the lav so the lav doesn't budge. The lav remains. When the essay hits it, it deflects. It deflects. As opposed to arguing that the essay and the lav cancel, and you're left with the balance. You're left with the remainder. L'may nafkamina, if the lav doesn't budge, there's malchus. If the remainder is only an essay, there's no malchus for an iser essay. So those are 2 days in Tosfos. Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, whether there's malchus, whenever you apply the principle of ein essay dochalos essay, v'essay. So those are two very important ways of understanding essay and los essay. Are they viewed independently, or do you argue that no, if the Torah has an essay, halav olim, that the lav is considered to be an avera chamura, and therefore it's not nitan lidachos, not nitan lidachos. Those are two very important days in Tosfos. The reason that sometimes the Torah has a lav and then an essay is not just simply to have a separate essay, but rather that strengthens, that fortifies, that bolsters the lav. Oh, okay. You know who disagrees with this chiddush of Tosfos, the whole kasha Tosfos, the assumption of Tosfos? The run on that sugya. Because when you look in the Ran and Kedushin Daf Yadav Mabez and Daf Harif, the Ran writes, the whole kasha of Tosfos does not begin. You know why? Because, of course, there's a tour of Zman Grama. What's an example of Mitzvah Sheh Zman Grama? You know what the answer is? A standalone Mitzvah Saseh. Lulav, Sukkah, Shofar, a standalone Mitzvah Saseh. But if you have something which is a lav and an essay, the lav and the essay are inseparable. What's true of one is true of the other. And whoever's obligated in one is obligated in the other. That's what the Ran writes. So if malacha is a lav and an essay, women who are obligated in the lav of malacha and Shabbos and Yantiv are obligated in the essay of Shabbos and Yantiv. Not like Tosfos. The tour of Zman Grama is only when the essay is isolated. But if you have something that's a lav and an essay, so two chidushim in the Ran. Chidush number one of the Ran, that if something is a lav and an essay, the lav and essay are inseparable. They're linked. Chidush number two. Okay, good, they're linked. But what's true of one is true of the other. But what's the koveya? What's the starting point? I understand. What's true of one is true of the other. So the starting point, let's say, is that women should be obligated in love. They should be exempt from an essay. No, they're inseparable. So they're both in what direction? Oh, so the Ran writes, the love is the koveya. The love is the koveya. So those are two chidushim of the Ran. Number one is they're inseparable. And number two is everything is going to be determined by the love. In other words, the essay is a function of the love. The essay is a function of the love. Let's start with the love. And whoever's obligated in love is obligated in the essay. Okay, that's pretty important. No? So whereas Tosfos is willing to view the love and the essay independently, the Ran writes that's absolutely not true. They're viewed as one. And Chiddush on Gabi Chiddush, that the love is the koveya. The essay is a function of the love. So one more marmakam. No? And that is The Ramban in that sugya. That very Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Gimel Beis, Lamed Dalet, Lamed Aleph, tells us principles that, you know what? That women are exempt from Mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama. But women are obligated, of course, in a Mitzvah Sasei, which is Ein HaZman Grama. If you have a Mitzvah Sasei, which is Ein HaZman Grama, women are obligated. Oh, so the Gemara asks, give me an example. What's an example of a mitzvah saseh she'en hazman grama? Guess what? The Gemara gives three examples. Three examples. Are you ready for this? Look, whoa. You know what the three examples are? Devarim chafeis. Devarim chafeis. Our three examples. Our three examples. Hashava saveda, shilua chakan, and vasisa matal gagecha. Those are the examples the Gemara gives to demonstrate that women are obligated in a mitzvah saseh she'en hazman grama. Okay. So you ready for the kasha of the Ramban? How in the world is that a raya? How in the world is that a raya? That women are obligated in a mitzvah saseh she'en hazman grama. Of course women are obligated in hashava saveda. And of course women are obligated in shiloh hakan. And of course women are obligated in the parsha of Makkah. You know why? Because all three of them are alav. And women are obligated in lavim. So therefore, if I'm just judging by those three, you know what I'm going to argue? That if something is alav and an essay, so of course women are obligated in that essay. But if you have a standalone essay, how do you know that women are obligated? How can the Gemara prove from those three cases that women are obligated in a mitzvah saseh she'en hazman grama? Maybe I'll argue those three cases are different, 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 because all three of those cases are alav and an essay. Ooh, that's the Ramban's kasha. That's pretty heavy, no? So you know what the Ramban answers? Unbelievable. No, the Ramban writes this. The lav and the essay are inseparable. The lav and the essay are inseparable. And you ready? Whoa. And everything is determined by the essay. Everything's determined by the essay. So whoever is obligated in the mitzvah essay is going to be obligated in the lav. But if women would be exempt from the essay, they'd be exempt from the lav. That's how the Gemara proves that women are obligated in a mitzvah saseh she'en hazman grama. Because if they were exempt from the essay, they wouldn't be obligated in the lav. Whoa. So I would tell you that sounds different than Tosus. And it sounds in one way like the Ran, in the other way the opposite of the Ran. No? Tosus assumes you have a lav then an essay, we're going to split. We're going to split. We're going to argue, you know what, you can be obligated in one and exempt from the other. No problem. The Ran and the Ramban both disagree with Tosus and say, no, what is true of one is true of the other. So I ask you the following question. So where do you go? What direction? Good, there's a Hekesh, but Lav and Essay, but the Hekesh is Lakula, the Hekesh is Lachumra. Which way do you tilt? Sounds like Mamash the opposite, no? So the Ran says, start with the Lav. The Ramban writes, you start with the essay. So, are these absolutely different shitas? Or we'll argue, no, that these are not different shitas at all. It's the Ran and the Ramban as one team against the Shita Tosus. So I would tell you, I think the simple answer is as follows, and this will be very relevant for us. It depends. It depends. If you're going to ask me that, what is the koveya, the lav or the essay? Is the essay a function of the lav or is lav a function of the essay? You know, my answer is going to be, it absolutely depends. It depends. It depends. Sometimes the lav, sometimes the essay. And I'll tell you, I think there's a simple, simple question. What is the Torah demanding? What is the Torah demanding? I'll tell you the following. Isn't it clear? If the Torah is insisting that you refrain, don't, isn't it obvious that when it comes to don't, the ikar is the lav, and the essay is something that supports the lav? But if the Torah is insisting that you do, bekum ve'essay, then I will tell you that the starting point is the CSSA. And the lav is the function of the essay. And therefore, there's no machlokes at all between Tosus and the Ran. The Ran is discussing Malacha. If I ask you, what is the Iker Mitzvah of Malacha on Shabbos? You tell me, of course, it's the Lav. The Lav Yerchayev Kares. The Lav Yerchayev Skila. The Lav Yerchayev Chatas. That's not true of the essay. The essay is playing a supporting role. But let me ask you the following. Let's take our case of Hashavas Aveda. Our case of Hashavas Aveda. There's a lav in an essay. And I'm going to argue that the lav and the essay are not absolutely independent, but there's clear linkage between lav and the essay. And ask me, which direction? So I'll tell you there are two possibilities. One possibility is follows. You know what? Kadosh Baruch Hu desires that your meshiv Aveda. Your meshiv Aveda. We want to see to it that the Aveda goes back to its rightful owner. And in order to ensure that you are going to return lost object, you know what the Torah tells us? Lo sucha liyisalim. Lo sucha liyisalim. Isn't it clear that the purpose of the Isser, of lo sucha liyisalim, is to support the chovas hashava, the mitzvah of hashavas aveda? What would alternative be? Doesn't make sense, no? I'll tell you the following. That you know what? The Torah is really concerned with lo sucha liyisalim. That's the starting point. The Torah doesn't want you simply to lead a blind eye, to turn your back, to deny. And in order that you shouldn't violate an Isser of lo sucha liyisalim, the Torah created a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. That sounds so odd, no? Isn't it clear if the Torah demands asiya? So in such a case, then the asiya, the essay, is ikar, and the lav, even though lav is more chamor, the lav is playing a supporting role. So if I were to ask you the following, simply, you know that, what's the starting point? Whoever is obligated in A is obligated in B. Whoever is exempt from A is exempt from B. What's A and what's B? That's exactly the answer. When it comes to a case of malacha, the Ran writes you start with the lav. Undeniably, women are obligated the lav of malacha and Shabbos and Yantiv. So therefore, what's true of the lav is true of the essay. The essay is playing a supporting role. When it comes, for example, the Ramban, Hashavas Aveda, that's the raya of the Gemara that women are obligated in Hashavas Aveda because it's a mitzvah to say, She'en Hazman Grama. So you'll tell me, no, it's a lav, we're all lavim. If women would be exempt from Hashavas Aveda, they'd be obligated in this of Losuch Lisalim. Losuch Lisalim is to bolster, to fortify, to support, to see to it that the essay is fulfilled, and therefore, the starting point, the koveh, is the essay. And the chiddush according to Ramban is that's true of all three cases. All three cases. That's true of Shiloh HaKan. That's true of Basisamaka L'Gagecha. Because in all those cases, the Torah is demanding asiyah b'kum v'asay. I'll give you another example. When it comes to tzedakah, A Rambam Hilchos Matnas Anin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis. You know what the Rambam writes? Tzedakah. There's an essay, and they're lavim. There's an essay that you have to give tzedakah. The Rambam says, Shenemar, Pasoach Tichtach. No, Pasoach Tichtach. We have to give tzedakah. And the Rambam writes, and if you're going to be stubborn, and you're going to clench your fist, and you're going to harden your heart, the Rambam writes, guess what? You're going to violate Isur Daraisa. Lo sa'ame tzes levavcha. Lo sikbo tzes yadcha. Mechicha avyom. The Torah says, and don't. And walk away. You have to service the ani. So tzedakah is another fascinating example. Where you have a lav. You have an essay. And according to this construct, if I were to ask you, like, what is the determining factor? Isn't it obvious there as well? What's the starting point? Isn't the starting point, look, the Torah wants you to give tzedakah. But the Torah realizes maybe human nature, you know, you're going to kind of turn away. So comparable to Hashavas Aveda, the Torah tells you, lo sichu liyisalim, no, lo sametz, lo sikpos. As opposed to arguing that start with the lav, the Torah wants to make sure you don't invite lo sametz and lo sikpos, and therefore the Torah gives you a mitzvah of tzedakah. That sounds very odd. If the Torah demands kum v'asei, the essay is considered to be the koveya. Why do I stress this point? I'll tell you for illustrative purposes. Now, Akash of the Nesivas. Yeah. You know the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Nun Vav. Very relevant mamish for us. We'll see the Ramban and the Mechamos very soon. What is the status of a Shomer Aveda? A Shomer Aveda, mamish. A Shomer Aveda. Our sugya. Rabbi Yosef says, "I'm liyul b'chiddush." A Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sacher. A Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sacher. That's a little unusual, no? Yeah. But a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sacher. A typical case of a Shomer Sacher means I, the Shomer, am being rewarded for, and therefore, I'm chayiv in Gneva, I'm chayiv in Aveda. I'll tell you a secret, even more than that. But Metziah Dav Tzadi Gimel. The Chiyuv Shmir is a greater Chiyuv Shmir. You know, someone would ask, what's the difference between a Shomer Chin and a Shomer Sacher? To say that, you know, there's a different Chiyuv Tashlumin for Gneva Aveda, that's true, but I will tell you that's a consequence. It's a consequence. You know what the real difference between a Shomer Chin and a Shomer Sacher is? A Shomer Sacher only has the responsibility of a Shmira Pchusa. The level of Shmira is minimal. A Shomer Sacher is obligated to Shmira Ma'ula. You have to have it enhanced. An enhanced Shmira. An enhanced Shmira means even against cases of Geneva Vaveda. But why do I say that? Because that Gemara of Metzid of Tzadik Gimel tells you the following, unbelievable Chiddush. What's an onus for a Shomer Chinam is Pshia for a Shomer Sacher. That's pretty unbelievable, no? That's a Gemara Mufreshes. The Gemara Mufreshes. You ask me to watch the herd. Okay, you know what? The herd is here. They have to graze there. And there's a bridge from here to there. So you know what I do? I just yell, I give a clap, and the animals start running. And the animal's running across the bridge. Guess what? One knocks into the other, and an animal falls and dies. The case in the Gemara, no? So the Gemara, it's unbelievable. For Shomer Chinam, that's called an ones. And for Shomer Sacher, that's called Pshir. Because a Shomer Sacher is supposed to lead the animals in an organized way, one by one, single file. And that's not the responsibility of a Shomer Chinam. But that's like unbelievable. That what is Pshia for a Shomer Sacher is an onus for a Shomer Chinam. It's a different Hagdar entirely. So why in the world should I consider a Shomer Aveda to be a Shomer Sacher? That's a Gemara, Bava Kama, Daf, Nundvav Mabez, Ksuvas, Daf Memtes. Why should our Shomer, our Sugya, Shomer Aveda, why should it be a Shomer Sacher? So guess what? Rabbi Yosef has two possibilities. Two possibilities. One possibility, who fancy lamdas, Rachmana Shabde. Rachmana Shabde. Whoa, that's like unbelievable. Why in the world are you a Shomer Aveda? You know what the answer is? Not because you're a good guy. Not because you're a Baal Chesed. Not because of the graciousness of your heart. You know why you are a Shomer Aveda? Because the Torah demands. The Torah demands. Rachmana Shabde Bakarcha. Rachmana Shabde Bakarcha. Why are you a Shomer, not a Aveda? A Stam Shomer. Because you decided to help out the guy. You know what that's called? Yischaibus Midas. Yischaibus Midas. Typical Shmir is a Yischaibus. If it's a Yischaibus, you know what? It all depends on the terms of the Shmira. But you're not a Shomer Aveda because you decided one fine day to return this lost object to this guy. But the Torah insists. You know what Rabbi Yosef's Chiddush is? When the Torah imposes Shmira, it's a Shmir Mula. When you on your own decide to become a Shomer, you can work out whether you want to have a Shmira Ula, a Shmira Pchusa. That's really up to you. But when you're not deciding, the Torah imposes a Shibud. That, Rabbi Yossi says, is the highest level of Shmira. That's a very important Yesod and Lomdus. The difference between a Yischaibus Midas as opposed to a Shibud. Okay? That's one answer of the Gemara, Bava Kama Daf Nun Vav Mabez. That's why a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sacher. Because the Torah insists. And then Rabbi Yosef gives another reason. That's the famous reason, no? Prutid Rabbi Yosef. Osik b'mitzvah potam and a mitzvah. If an ani were to approach this guy who is in the middle of returning his lost object, he can legitimately say that I don't have to give you tzedakah now because I am osik b'mitzvah and osik b'mitzvah is potam and a mitzvah. Wow, that's a very, very great chiddush. Prutid Rabbi Yosef. You know, one could have argued, prutid Rabbi Yosef. I would have given the ani a penny, no, a pruta. You know how much energy I'm exercising in the shmira? Hundreds of dollars. That makes me into a shomer sach, and the answer is yes. And no doubt a further chiddush. No, I'm gaining a pruta. No. I'm saving myself from, because of the halacha of osik mitzvah potam mitzvah. But none of that's being generated by the Baal HaChefetz. Rabbi Yosef says, doesn't matter. Minimal benefit. Even if the benefit is a result of osik b'mitzvah, that's enough to notch you up to a shomer sachar. That's a very great chiddush. Okay. So I'll tell you kasha the nesivas. The nesivas has a separate sefer called Beis Yaakov. On that daf, ksuvas daf memtes. Ksuvas memtes, bavakaman and vav, Beis Yaakov and ksuvas memtes. Nesivas leaves this as a tzarachim. Unbelievable. Leaves this as a tzarachim. How in the world can the Gemara apply osek b'mitzvah, pot mitzvah, tzedakah? Tzedakah has two lavim daraisa. Lo sa'ameitz, no sikpots. Lo sa'ameitz, no sikpots. And there's no heter of osek b'mitzvah, pot mitzvah to violate lavim. To violate lavim. There's no allowance to violate isurim. How can that be? Unbelievable. No, that's a tzarechiyun of the nesivas. You know what I'll tell you the answer is? Exactly this diyun. Tzedakah is not just a lav, it's an essay. It's an essay. It's a lav and an essay. But whenever you have a lav and an essay, tzedakah, hashavas aveda, shiloach hakan, v'chiva makeh, Malacha Shabbos Nyantiv. You know what you have to ask yourself? What's the starting point? What's the starting point? Is the lav a function of the essay, or is the essay a function of the lav? Let me ask when it comes to tzedakah. Isn't it obvious, no? That the starting point is the essay. And the purpose of the lav is to bolster, to fortify, to secure the essay. But the lav is a function of the essay. So if I want to know chiyuv or ptur, what do you start with? No, you start with the essay. And isn't it obvious, if you're exempt from the essay, you're exempt from the law. If someone is exempt from the essay of tzedakah, they'd be exempt from the law of lo sa'ameitz and lo sikpots. Isn't that obvious? And therefore, if I can apply the principle of osik b'mitzvah, potam and a mitzvah, to the essay of tzedakah, and you're exempt from the essay of tzedakah, guess what? You're done. There's no love. That's not called hardening your heart. That's not called clenching your fist. If the Torah says that under such circumstance, there's no mitzvah saseh of tzedakah. And that's why in the sugya of osik b'mitzvah, the Gemara addresses it not from the perspective of the love, but the perspective of the mitzvah sasei, the mitzvah sasei. No, the Mishnah, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chafei, has osik b'mitzvah when it comes to sukkah. You know, it's not a sugya for us right now, but isn't it clear that not only is there a mitzvah v'achila b'sukkah, but there's an iser chutz l'sukkah? So, isn't there an iser? You know, the answer is, any iser eating outside of the sukkah is obviously a function of the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. If you're exempt from the essay, you're exempt from any secondary iser of achila chutz the sukkah. And therefore, the Gemara can apply osik b'mitzvah potam mitzvah to sukkah. The Gemara can apply osik b'mitzvah potam mitzvah to cases of lavim. You know, that's the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Osik b'mitzvah potam mitzvah means You don't say Kriya Shema. Shev al taseh. But osik b'mitzvah and sukkah means b'kum v'aseh, you can eat outside the sukkah. Where do you see that that's true? You know what the answer is? Exactly this point. Exactly this point. That in all these cases, the lav is a function of the essay. And that's something that is critical. So now, ooh, a little closer to home. Oh, Hashavas Aved. Hashavas Aved is a lav. Hashavas Aved is an essay. What exactly is the relationship between the lav and the essay of Hashavas Aved? Or perhaps a very basic question, at what point does the lav and at what point does the essay kick in? Are they identical? The moment that there's an essay, failure to do so is an averus halav? Or can argue not necessarily? Not necessarily. Could one argue that, you know what, in terms of the detail, that the chalos of the lav nesse are very, very different. You know, when we started the Masechet, the Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara kind of made what sounded like an innocent deal. Now, the Mishnah, the beginning of the Masechet, Shnayim Ochs and Betalis, and what is the taina that each person has? Right? Ze Amar Nimitz Yisiyah V'Kula Shali. And the Baal Din says the exact same thing. So the Gemara asks a very simple question. Lama Lei Lemisna Animitz Yisiyah Kula Shali. What do you have to say Animitz Yisiyah and Kula Shali for? Okay, can't the Mishnah simply say that Ze Omer Animitz Yisiyah? And Ze Omer Animitz Yisiyah. That's sufficient. So the Gemara says the following. If that's all the Mishnah would have said, ani mitzisiyah, and that's all, Hav Amina would have thought the following. My mitzisiyah re'isiyah. Re'isiyah. Maybe it would mean simply, I eyeballed it first. I eyeballed it first. I saw the mitzisiyah first. And therefore, guess what? I'm entitled. Because re'isiyah. The Gemara says, can you really say that's true? That umi matzit amr reisiya, that's really what it means. How can that be? Because Beis Amud Aleph, Rav Noi says the following. What does the Torah say in this parsha of Asav Shashav Aveda? That v'chein tas l'chol aveda sachicha, umatzasa. What does umatzasa mean when it comes to Hashav Aveda? Da asa liyadei mashma. Mitzia means it's something that you seized, something that you grasped, something that you grabbed. Mitzia means asaliyade. Oh. So the Gemara says the following, Chiddush, no? That when the Pasuk says there's aveda sachicha umatzasa, it means da asaliyade. Da asaliyade. And what about Ri'iyah? Is Ri'iyah irrelevant? The Gemara says, interpret the parsha to mean the following. You see someone's lost object, and you grab it, and you seize it. Seizure. You take hold of it. To us the other. What is Ri'iyah? Is Ri'iyah irrelevant? Irrelevant? Or do I argue that no, that's not true? Ooh, so this is what I want you to see, the Rambam. No, Gzeila Baveda, Perakir Aleph, Halachos Aleph, Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes something stunning, stunning. The Rambam writes the following. Haroe, that's where the Rambam begins, no? Haroe, Avedas Yisrael. You go ahead and you see. Vinis Ali Mimena. And guess what? And you turn away from it. Vinicha, the Rambam writes, and just leave it where it is. Unbelievable. The Rambam writes, you violate the lav and the essay. You violate the lav of the Sucha Lisalim, and you violate the essay of Hashev Teshivim. Wow. Mefurish and Rambam that both the lav and the essay are chal b'shasriya. Are chal b'shasriya. Don't interpret the Gemara b'Metzia daf beis lav to mean re'i is irrelevant. Re'i is irrelevant. The lav and the essay are chal b'shasriya. When you see aveda sachicha, already now there is a lav of osuchal isalem, and there is an essay of ashev teshivim. And if you just walk, you violate a lav and an essay. What is studying chiddush of the Rambam? Well, what do you mean? The Gemara of Mitzvah Daf Beis doesn't say that. The Gemara says umatzasa means da'asa b'yadei mashma. It means when you take hold of it. When you take hold of it. What did Rashi already comment of Beis Amud Aleph? Now you know what that means. Umatzasa da'asa b'yadei mashma. Rashi. Afilu hachi, achicha v'lo oved kochavim. Whoa. Rashi writes something unusual. Rashi writes the parsha of Asrava Saveda is only for Avedis Yisrael and not for Avedis Akum. You know what that means? That even if you seize the Avedas Akum, there's no chiyuv hashava. That's what umatzasa adas yadei mashma. Because, as Rashi points out, I could have said something else. Maybe I could have said the following. I eyeball an Aveda. If it's an Aveda of Akum, I don't have a chiyuv to pursue. But if I happen to seize, maybe then I have to return it to its rightful owner, regardless of whether the owner is a Jew or whether it's not a Jew. No, that's the Gemara of Metzia Daf Beis. Umatzasa means that asa yode, even if you seize it and it's in your possession, the mitzvah sashav is only aveda sachicha. And therefore, if it's an aveda shel akum, it's not just you're exempt from the need to return it to its rightful owner, but you can seize it and keep it. Whoa, that's Poshup Shad the Rambam. That umatzasa da asli yadei mashma is part of the prate ha-mitzvah of achicha v'lo akum. But the mitzvah of hashava saveda, it is not chal kisha asli yadei mashma, but rather b'shasriya. Oh, so the Rambam writes that, you know what? You see a lost object? Right now, there's a lav of osuchal yisalem. And there's a mitzvah to say Hashava Saveda. And then the Rambam writes the next halacha l'beis. And what happens if you seize the object and you don't return it? The Rambam writes, well, obviously, you're a mevatel the mitzvah Hashava. You obviously violate Suchal Yisalem. And the Rambam writes, and guess what? You violated a third Isra also. And that's the Isra of Losigzo. You seize something illicitly that's not yours. Lo sigzal is not chal b'shasriya. But the chiyuv hashav is chal b'shasriya. And if lokach es aveda v'lo yeshiva, guess what? In addition to anything involved in the mitzvah hashav es aveda, you're going to violate the lav d'oraisa of gezel as well. Ooh, so the Rambam, both the essay, and the lo sase of hashav es aveda, chal b'shasriya. Well, is that so obvious? You know, if I were asked, is that obvious? I would say, look, half of it's obvious, but not the whole thing. No? Meaning what? Look, lo suchal yisalim, what does that mean? What does lo suchal yisalim mean? When you see something, you can't turn a blind eye. But after you take it? Lo suchal yisalim means that, what do you mean? That lo sira, shor achicha, v'salamta mehen. That clearly is re'iyah, no? I would have argued half of the Rambam is simple. But half of it is a very, very great chiddush. The fact that the Torah tells us, lo sira, shor achicha, and lo sucha li'is aleim, that's Rashas re'iyah, no? But is it so obvious that the mitzvah hashava Yisrael v'shasriya? Is that so obvious? The Rambam writes yes. Maybe the Rambam teaches exactly this point. What, the love is a standalone love, unrelated to the mitzvah hashava? If it's explicit in the Torah, that lo sucha li'salim means you can't close your eyes, you can't close your eyes, that's chal b'shasriya, the Rambam assumes that the mitzvah saseh is chal b'shasriya as well. But guess what? That's a huge machlokas rishon. Who says that that's true? Who says that the mitzvah saseh of hashev teshiv is chal b'shasriya? Who says, in fact, that's true? Well, who says that that's the case? You know who disagrees? The Ramban. The Ramban writes a stunning line, Lo mishkachas lav esei biyachad. You don't find the love and the essay simultaneously. They're not chal b'vasachas. Right? Ramban, Bav Metzia, Daf Lamed, Ablav, Dermaschil, Kro. Oh, that's against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. What exactly is the context of this Ramban? The context, this fits in very well with our whole psicha. The Gemara above Mesiyat Aflam and Amar Aleph is bothered by the following. The phrase of the Pasuk is unusual. The Pasuk says, Lo sire shor achicha. And then the Pasuk adds unusual. Vehi salamta me. Hashiv teshivi. Lo sire. Vihi salamta. Hashiv teshivi. What do you need vihi salamta me'am for? Lo sire. Shor achicha o asyon yinach medera. And then, hashiv teshivi. What do you mean like vihi salamta me'am? So the Gemara in Daf Lamed says a stunning chiddush. Vihi salamta means not always. Not always. Pa'amim sh'atam yisalim. There are some times that lo sucha li'salim. There are other times v'salamta. Whoa. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Yeah, sometimes no. Sometimes where there's no chiyuv at all. The Gemara says, I'll give you a case. Hayah kohen v'hi bebeis hakvaros. You're a kohen, and you saw a lost object in the Beis HaKvaros. So, even though the Torah is telling you, sometimes no, sometimes no, Hayakoein vihi, vihi meaning the Aveda, is Beis HaKvaros. The Gemara says, Pshita, you need a pasuk. Isn't that obvious? Isn't that obvious that a Kohen cannot exercise Hashavas Aveda if the Aveda is in a Beis HaKvaros? Why is it obvious? Because Hayasei, Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah saseh. And a Kohen becoming Tamei, what exactly is that? A Kohen becoming Tamei is a lav and an essay. What's the lav? Lenefesh lo yitama b'mav, beginning of Parsha Zemor. But there's also an essay. The parsha continues, Kedoshim hiyu, preserve your Kedusha. So a Kohen who's metame lemeis violates a lav and an essay. So the Gemara, here, our perek, Lamed Amud Aleph, isn't it obvious that if the Kohen sees there's an aveda beis hakvaros, he cannot go ahead and be metame himself because Hashavas Aveda is an essay? And tumas konim is lav and an essay. Oh, and as we discussed, ein essay dochalos essay v'essay. Good. All right. So you know who asks Akasha? Rashi. Rashi, Daf Lam and Amad Aleph, Demaskal Asay. Hayasay. Wait. Tumas Kon is Lav than Asay. Hashavas Avi is also Lav than Asay. No? Why is the Gemara say that Aveda is an essay? And Tumas Kohanim is a lav and an essay? And Ein Essay Dochalosa say the essay? That doesn't sound right. What's true of Tumas Kohanim, it's a lav and an essay, is also true of Hashavas Aveda, it's a lav and an essay. So why does the Gemara say, Hi, Aveda is an essay? And Tumas Kohanim is a lav and an essay? Rashi's Kasha. So Rashi writes, V'af al-gav delosa say namika. Even though Hashavas Aveda is also a lav of losucha li'isale, guess what? Rashi says, who cares? It's not relevant. It's not relevant. And a lav than a say is not doche, a lav than a say. The essay is what's doche. And an essay can only be docha lav. An essay can't be docha lav than an essay. So the Gemara doesn't bother mentioning that Hashavas Aveda is also a lav because that's irrelevant. The koach hadchiyah comes from the essay. The essay of Hashavas Aveda has the capacity to be docha, but it can't be docha lav than an essay. So that's what the Gemara says. There's an essay which has the capacity to be docha, but it cannot be docha lav and an essay. Why doesn't the Gemara also mention that Hashavas is also lav? Because that's irrelevant. Because after Rashi says the koach hadchiya, essay hu dekadachile. It's the essay that has the koach hadchiya. So why does the Gemara have to mention that there's also a lav? That's what Rashi writes, no? The Ramban writes in Aseres HaDibros, and yes, from Perichav. An essay is the midas ava, as Ramban writes, no? And a lav is the midas ayira. The Ramban writes, and that's why essay dochalos essay, because the avas Hashem expressed in fulfillment of an essay can overpower a lav. So an essay can be doche. One lav is not doche another lav. So when the Gemara is mentioning a possibility of dechia, Rashi says simply it only mentions the essay. It doesn't mention the lav. Okay, I got it. No. Any other possible teretz? So that's the Ramban. That's the Ramban. No, you can't really say Hashavas Aveda is a lav and an essay. You know why? Well, that's the Ramban. Because lo mishkachas lav essay biyachad. Because it's not that they are simultaneously a lav and an essay. You ready for this? The Ramban writes the following. The lav of those sukha li'isalim is only kodim das li'adeh. The lav is b'shas ri'iyah. The lav is b'shas ri'iyah. But hashev teshivim is only b'shas netila. Whoa. Hashev teshivim is da'as li'adeh. Da'as li'adeh. So, if a person goes in and sees a lost object and he ignores it, he violates a lav of those sukha li'isalim. If he seizes it and fails to return it, he violates the essay of Hashev Teshivim. The essay, the Ramban writes, is only Mishas Netila, and the lav is Mishas Riyah. Guess what? That's unlike the Ramban. Where the Rambam writes that both are chal b'shasriya. Both are chal b'shasriya. The Ramban writes the lav of sukha li'isalim is lo natla, kodem as liyade, and the chiyuv hashava kicks in b'shas netila. B'shas netila. So the Gemara is not going to say this is a lav and an essay, technically, because they're at separate windows. Chiddush, no? Yeah?
How could the Gemara call it an essay, though?
Right.
Standing outside of the door, he's not picked it up yet.
Right. So that the Ramban's going to have to discuss. So the Gemara says that ein essay dochalosa save essay. Right? The Gemara says there's an essay, there's an essay. Because what's the Kohen going to do? What are you telling the Kohen to do? Enter the Beis HaKvaros and seize the object? sees the object. So, yeah, but that involves love and essay. And the seizure of the object is not going to be done for this sort of us kohenim. In other words, the Torah says, you're a kohen, ignore. As opposed to what? As opposed to entering the Beis HaKvaros, seizing the object, and returning it. If you're going to seize the object and return it, that's an essay. But that essay does not have the capacity to violate love than an essay. The Gemara does not mean to say that you're violating the essay if you just ignore it. The Gemara says, we're going to tell the Kohen walk, as opposed to enter the Beis HaKvaros, take hold of it, and return. No, taking hold of it, entering the Beis HaKvaros, is a lav than essay, and the essay does not have the capacity to be doche. Well, according to the Rambam, it means that when you walk by, you're violating the essay. And that's only because ein essay doche los essay. The Rambam writes, no, plan B. What will plan B? Enter the Beis HaKvaros and don't take it. No, enter the Beis HaKvaros and seize it, but that you can't do because you're going to gain an essay, but not at the expense of a lav. I'll have an essay. So this will see a critical machlokas. The relationship between the lav and the essay. When is it that each one is chal? Both the Rambam and the Ramban, obviously. No. Lo sucha lihis aleim is chal b'shasriya. But what about hashev teshiva? Does that kick in at that moment? Or is that only, the next step? When the Gemara mentions the ein essay d'chalos essay v'essay, is that step one? Is that step two? The Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ramban. So take a look if you can. These are Makomos. Now take a look at the Chiddush Sheharan. The Chiddush Sheharan on Daf Lamed assumes as the Rambam that everything is Chal B'Shas Re'iyah. But the Ran just adds the following, that this seems to be against another Gemara, Chafav Mabez. So take a look during Chavrus. And now take a look at that Ran. Take a look at the Gemara and the Chavav Medbeis. We'll have to see how to learn that Gemara according to the Ramban and according to the Rambam and the Ran. But this is going to be critical. What is the Hagdara of the essay and what is the Hagdara of the Los essay when it comes to the mitzvah of Hashem?